3. Psychology.
We hear a lot of criticism from the baby boomers about the younger generations. This stereotypical idea is that your parents' generation thinks that young people are lazier, less respectful, less goal-oriented, and so on. Now, perhaps this kind of criticism is common to generation pairs, but there's actually been some interesting research in this area. Let's take a look at what it shows. Is the younger generation really so bad? Or are the baby boomers looking through distorted glasses, comparing their children to their adult selves instead of themselves at the same age? How is it that we can research such a topic? Well, psychologists have been giving various psychological tests to samples of the adolescent population since the 1960s. By comparing the data from these tests for your generation against the data from your parents' generation, we can get a picture of what, if any, significant differences there are. One major test was the IQ test. IQ stands for intelligence quotient. Intelligence is an idea that scientists use to describe why some people are better at academic tasks than others. The results of looking at IQ test scores from the past and from today show that the younger generation today is significantly more intelligent than their parents were in their adolescence. How significant? 10 points. This is a fairly large amount considering that IQ is only really measurable within a range of 70 to 130 points. This means that, on average, humans are increasing in intelligence by one IQ point every 4 years. Interesting, isn't it? So why would this be? Well, we have a few theories. First off, nutrition may be a key factor. More different kinds of food are more readily available today than ever before. This has been true for many, many years, so every new generation is privileged with better nutrition when developing in the womb. This is a critical period in the development of the brain. Nutrition makes a big difference during childhood as well. Think about what your parents used to eat for breakfast. Bacon, eggs, sausage, ham, steak, not a lot of vitamins. Another theory is that as the world becomes more and more complex, our brains have to develop more in order to cope with it. The brain works just like a muscle. The more you use it, generally, the stronger it gets. A good example is computers. My daughter is 6 years old and has learned how to navigate the internet, burn a CD, save files to folders, and a number of other tasks that her grandparents certainly can't do. You know, when I was 6, all I had to learn how to do was turn on the TV and flip between 3 or 4 channels. Your improved intelligence might also have something to do with your upbringing. Responsibility and self-reliance are both available and necessary at a much younger age than when I was a child. There are very few stay-at-home parents anymore. Many of you probably knew how to cook, clean, and do laundry by the time you were in high school. Sad to say, I never learned these things until I was in my mid-20s. So you're smarter. Is that it? Well, no. You've also scored higher than your parents on tests of extroversion. This means you are more outgoing, more open with yourself, and less shy in social settings. This is a great advantage in networking and getting desirable jobs. If you are socially adept, an employer is more likely to hire you. So why are you more extroverted? Well, once again, necessity is the mother of invention. You spend a lot more time outside the family unit and with many different kinds of people. Also, you are much more likely to move away from your hometown for university or for work. And you will probably move more times in your life than my generation did. This means you have to get out there and meet new people in order to maintain a network of social support. There is one disadvantage, though. The young generation today is more anxious and neurotic than their parents were at the same age, meaning that youth today worry more. I suppose this is understandable given the state of the world today, but it is also, of course, a negative factor for health and well-being in general.
Number 1. What aspect of intelligence does the professor mainly discuss? Number 2. How does the professor emphasize her point about how large the difference in intelligence is? Number 3. According to the professor, how did researchers gather data on intelligence? Number 4. According to the speaker, why are younger people more extroverted? Number 5. Why does the speaker mention cooking, cleaning, and doing laundry? Number 6. Why does the professor say this?
You know, when I was 6, all I had to learn how to do was turn on the TV and flip between 3 or 4 channels.